The three-time defending champion Madison Warhawks opened this season's 6D North Region football tournament with a first-round blowout home victory. Top seed Madison, 10-1, routed the number 8 seed Langley Saxons, 42-6, the night of November 10 in the high school game. Langley finished the season 5-6. For Madison, the victory was its ninth straight in region playoff games over four seasons. All 9 wins have been at home. Overall, Madison has qualified for the region playoffs for the 9th year in a row. The Warhawks took control early against Langley, leading 21-0 at the end of the first quarter and 28-6 at halftime. The offense was led by quarterback Cale Yates. He was 10 of 17 passing for 231 yards and threw 3 touchdown passes of 23 and 43 yards to Darren Nicely and 51 to Cord Yates. Cord Yates caught 4 passes for 112 yards and Darren Nicely 3 for 97. Lydon Crush, Dominic Nicely, Zach Monticelli and Anthony Roman each had 1 catch. Dominic Nicely ran for 113 yards and 2 TDs and he returned a punt 58 yards for another score. Cole DeSimone ran for 20 yards and Crush for 17. Danica Fleghart kicked 6 extra points. On defense for Madison, Jack Ambrose, Luke Salvosa, Henry Maiden, Quincy DeWispelaire, Oscar Espanol, Caleb Smith, Charlie Backman and Darren Nicely were leading tacklers. Langley was held to 158 total yards and 4 first downs. Cole Sandberg was 6 of 13 passing for 110 yards and he ran for 34, including a 3-yard scoring run. Jackson Popovich ran for 20 yards. Vincent Shen caught 3 passes for 62 and Chris Bergloff 2 for 45. The playoff berth was the second straight for Langley. The Warhawks will play at home again when they host the Herndon Hornets, 8-3, in a semifinal contest, Friday, November 17 at 7 p.m. Asterisk in another first-round region playoff game November 10, the McLean Highlanders, 8-3, lost to visiting Herndon, 28-21. The winning season and playoff berths were McLean's first in years. The Highlanders won only 1 game last season. McLean led 7-0, trailed 14-7 at halftime. The contest was tied at 21 after 3 periods, then Herndon scored the winning touchdown with 8:06 left to play. The Highlanders' final possession ended at midfield on an incomplete 4th down pass. McLean quarterback Ethan Ball threw 3 touchdown passes, of 79 yards to Kalen Ferris, 12 to Aiden Reed and 5 to Sebastian Carmenates. Nathan Bender kicked 3 extra points. Asterisk in the 4-team Division I private school state football playoffs in Virginia, the number 3 seed Flint Hill Huskies, 7-3, lost to host, 2nd seed and defending champion Trinity Episcopal, 30-28, on a walk-off 38-yard field goal on November 11 in Richmond. The loss ended Flint Hill's season and 6-game winning streak. "That was a tough one," Flint Hill coach Kirk Peterson said. "That kid made a great kick in a big situation." Flint Hill rallied from 21-7 and 27-14 deficits to take a 28-27 lead with 5:07 left in the game on a 7-yard touchdown run by Josh Clark, followed by Caleb West's extra point. "We started slow on defense, then held them to only those last 3 points in the second half," Peterson said. "Our game plan was good and we thought we were going to win. The guys left it all out there on the field." With a freshman quarterback taking over late in the game for the injured starter, Trinity Episcopal moved into field goal position. The winning 3-pointer was made by a freshman kicker. Flint Hill's other 3 touchdowns were scored on 2 passes from West to Vic McNeil and another from West to Clark. West kicked 4 extra points and punted, as well. Andrew King was the team's leading rusher. On defense for Flint Hill, Julian Amonkwa had a late game sack and Clark had an interception. The return to the state playoffs was the first for Flint Hill since winning consecutive Division I titles with undefeated records in 2017 and 2018. The Huskies entered this season's state playoffs as the Mid-Atlantic Athletic Conference champion for the first time since the 2019 campaign. We were 2 points short. Our motto next year in those situations will to be farther ahead at the end of game, so 2 points don't matter in a situation like that, Peterson said. Flint Hill made a strong push to earn a playoff berth. When the first Division I statewide ratings were released on September 27, the Huskies had a 2-2 record and were not among the top six. By the last rating, Flint Hill had climbed to number 2, but then was seeded third for the four-team playoffs. Playoff note. The last time Langley and McLean each qualified for the region playoffs in the same season was in 2011. Each lost in the first round that year, with Langley finishing with a 5-6 overall record and McLean 6-5.